And that is what I see today. And that is most people understand amongst ourselves today. Even though we understand, some of us, we do not explain to our own individual members, those who do not have the opportunity to understand, or those who do not care to understand, but simply enjoy life and enjoy what is ever given to them, whatever service they can get from the outside, because they have lost their own self-sufficiency and self-determination and their own land. That is what it's became to be amongst our First Nation in the Bay Area. As I see it, what is happening now is the young people, the young leaders who came, they enjoy so much of this establishment, which is about 7,000 years old for the Europeans, which has been applied here for the last 500 years, and which has been granted to the native people to begin to process and practice their word they call self-government, funded by federal and provincial government, financed by federal and provincial government. All these things are happening today. And we saw the young leaders, that's the only thing they can get is a federal, provincial funding. And not much exploration yet how the native people themselves can form their own company and explore their natural resource in their own effort. They will have to go through the federal and provincial authority in order to be able to touch the ground, which is actually theirs for a long time. And just because a simplicity after treaty making, which has given the Europeans to possess and to exercise possession of the land, which really belonged to the First Nation of the area. However long it takes for us to understand this, or as long as we keep asking the provincial and federal government representative to give us permission to use the land, we will be showing them we have given up our land. Unless someday that we just talk to the government and just let them know we want to use the natural resources that belongs to our land, then the real renegotiation should start. And the true negotiation for the land will begin, not before. And the only time that people can do that is just if they just leave the federal and provincial assistance, walk back into the wilderness and start making living there as their grandfathers. Regardless, even if they face the debt, they will sure they mean what they mean business. I know there is 25 million people in Canada and only 380,000 Treaty Indians existed in Canada. And those are the ones who want to speak. These are the ones who will do this. But those non-status Indian people across Canada, if they join in, that would be a very great impact. But if one community begin to exercise something which they have been succumbed to by using all white men institution and legal terms, a legal institution, and beg the government to fund those things, they will always submit to the different government, to the provincial or federal and municipal government. They would never get away from this patternization which has been imposed upon them for the last 300 years within the Bay Area.